Audio point 5. Chirk Aqueduct. This magnificent aqueduct, high above the Ceiriog Valley, is known as the Gateway to Wales, and is a first. By raising the canal 70 feet above the river, Telford rose to the challenge of crossing the valley.
It was built about 1801, because it was the only way of crossing the valley. And it was innovative in a way, because no one had ever done that before. And then later on, following the same principles that Telford used, they built the bigger one over the Dee Valley.
It was a revolutionary design, the first to carry water along iron troughs mounted on stone pillars and supported by cast iron. The design carries novel features, such as inspection holes in the partly hollowed out stone piers. Chirk Aqueduct is important because this magnificent feat of engineering can be seen as a prototype for Telford's later and higher construction at Pont Casalta.
And they both cost a lot of money, of course. This one about 47,000, something like that. But the other one was about 72,000 because it was so much bigger. It's twice as high as this one and three times as long, probably.
Above you is the railway viaduct, which came 47 years later in 1848. Built by Henry Robertson, it stands 30 feet higher than the canal, as if to emphasise that this was the future. Partway across the aqueduct is the Welsh-English border. If you look below into the meadows, you would expect the border to follow the meandering Ceiriog River.
But it isn't actually. It's where the Ceiriog was running up till the end of the 18th century, when there was this great flood and it changed course to where it currently is. So the actual border between Wales and England is closer to the Welsh side of the aqueduct across the floodplain. You can see the old remains of where the old river used to be, and that's where the actual border still is.
Now pass just over the border into Wales and stand before Telford's Great Tunnel. Here you should play Audio Point 6.